This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly, this is Abdul Nasser Jangda with another Ramadan pro tip. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He tells us, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, tell the believers to lower their gazes and to be conscious of their modesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala similarly tells the believing women, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُنَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Similarly tell believing women to lower their gazes. One of the very important aspects and facets of fasting that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about, that whosoever abstains from food and drink without, you know, being mindful of their conduct and behavior and how they control their eyes and their tongue and what they say and what they listen to, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for that person to starve themselves or deprive themselves of food and water. So controlling the eyes and controlling the gazes, not looking at things that we are not supposed to look at, particularly immodesty, shameless things, that is a very important aspect of fasting and something we are supposed to learn and be trained in by fasting and through the month of Ramadan. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teaches us a profound lesson about how dangerous not controlling our eyes can be. He says, "An-nadratu sahmun masmumun min sihami iblis," that the gaze, the eyesight, is a poisonous arrow from the quiver of shaitan. "Man tarakaha min makhafati," but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whosoever leaves it out of the fear of God, out of the fear of Allah, Allah promises that person, "Abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi," I will give that person iman, faith and belief and conviction, in exchange for that sacrifice and that discipline that that person had, and that person will be able to sweet the taste, the sweetness of that iman in their heart. So this Ramadan, let's try to be careful about what we look at, learn to control our gazes, learn not to gawk at people and to look at inappropriate things this Ramadan, and let's try to build that discipline, and inshallah Allah will grant us a sweetness of faith and iman that we'll be able to taste and feel in our heart. This was the Ramadan pro tip for today. Subscribe to Quran Weekly for more Ramadan pro tips. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If you benefited from this video, then please help and support Quran Weekly so that they can continue to provide all this knowledge and benefit to people worldwide by clicking the link here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and accept your good deeds and your contributions. Jazakumullahu khairan.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.